Oh, Mutter.
What is it, son Yadunath?
Give me the cup.
What for, Gopal?
To drink milk.
Oh, there is no milk right now.
When will it come?
At night.
Mother, mother, what is night?
When darkness comes.
Night has come,
said Krishna, closing his eyes and repeatedly tucking on Mother Yashoda's upper cloth. May Lord Krishna, who performed such pastimes, protect us. This is from a Kerala version of Krishna Kanamrita. Yes, the nectar for the eyes, for the ears. Actually, today on Jamashtami, devotees like to hear such and other pastimes of Lord Krishna. They like to delve into the poesy describing Krishna's beauty, Krishna's qualities, for instance, the quality that he's so grateful for every service which a devotee does for him. And they also like to glorify Krishna in many, many ways. When we share lectures, the time is a little short, so I will only read from one work of Krishna, of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one verse today. It's called this work, Sri Swayam Bhagavatashtakam, or Eight Prayers Glorifying the Master of Six Opulences. And I thought, today is birthday of Krishna, or appearance day of Krishna. Let his fame be spread all over. There is a verse which describes Lord Krishna's fame.
Yata date muktim ripu vitataya yanara jani vijeta rudradya pinata janadina iti syar savayam dropadya varakritati pujo nripamake yashobishtat puna sabavatu mude Nanda Tanaya.
Krishna possesses all fame because he gives liberation even to his enemies. So Krishna is famous because of his mood to forgive his enemies their wrongdoings, like he did so with Putana. Imagine this person had dressed like a Brijbasi to come in under camouflage, undetected, into the house of Nanda and Yashoda. And as the child was very small, she wanted to kill him. Just imagine that this would happen. We have on Goloka Dham, we have a baby boom. That's wonderful. Imagine just someone would come during a festival and he would find out where the newborn babies are and go into the baby chamber and then just poison or strangle or in any way kill a little newborn child. It would be horrible and horrifying, and we would have no pardon I believe if Jana Jamadi would be there, or who is strong, Naika is very strong, they would most probably punch that person on the ground and maybe be very unkind with that person as a punishment. But Lord Krishna delivers even his enemies from the indescribable miseries of their karmic reactions. Lord Krishna gives them liberation if they come in contact with him in some way. So for that he's famous, because it's just very special. Lord Krishna is famous because although he took his birth in human society, he defeated Shiva and the other demigods. This is another reason why Lord Krishna is famous. There were many battles in which Lord Krishna took a part. This should not surprise anyone, because he had come to remove adharma, or unrighteousness, from the scarred face of Mother Earth. And there was, for instance, a battle against Banasura, who fought with him. In the battle, as it grew more strong, Shiva joined the 1,000 armed Banasura against Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna simply defeated Shiva by throwing a weapon which made everything unbearably cold. Another reason why Krishna is famous is because he is submissive to the humble devotees who offer obeisances to him. You know, that's another reason for Krishna's fame, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Although he is so great, although he is so unconquerable, although he is Jagannath, that is, the Lord of the universe, he just becomes so extremely dedicated and submissive to his devotees. That is just a miracle. I told some of you already, but I didn't tell Kadamba Kanana Maharaj sufficiently. When I was in Jagannath Puri, I could both feel how the deity of Jagannath is identical with God, fully identical with Krishna, and I could also feel how he becomes submissive to his devotees. When the Lord came out of the big temple, it was clear that here the Supreme God had come to visit or to give darshan to his devotees. In the midst of that excruciating heat, a very cooling breeze came from his transcendental body, and fragrant with malati flowers. And when he came up on the chariot, he looked at all of us, and it was clearly a person looking at you and responding to all the devotees, or reciprocating relationships with all the devotees. All of them just went wild with ecstasy and greeted the Lord. There was this one devotee who offered ecstatic prayers with tears in his eyes. Now, in the midst of his prayer, I remember another devotee came to fan him with a fan, fresh air. It was one of these palm leaf fans which went like this. I will also fan you a little bit. No, Gaurahari, I need fresh air, and then I can fan the devotees sufficiently. So, He did like this to that devotee. And everyone who had another devotee fanning him, it was really so hot. But the devotee became increasingly disturbed. And finally, he just tore the fan out of the hand of that other devotee and with one movement took that fan and he went to Lord Jagannath, who was only 150 meters away from him. You know, he was not close like you all, whom I can maybe try to please. At least you will become a little awake. So when he did this, all of a sudden, I noticed how that devotee became more ecstatic and totally fixed in a devotional trance on the face of Lord Jagannath. I did not know what transpired between him and Lord Jagannath, but I knew that Lord Jagannath had responded to his seva to wave fresh air in his direction. I knew it because the devotee totally was bathing in an ocean of tears all of a sudden. He was really getting the mercy of Lord Jagannath in some ways. So the Lord of the universe, that's what I personally witnessed, and I've written an article about it, which will soon appear, really reciprocated and became submissive, as it says here, to the humble devotees who offer obeisances to him. This is one reason why Lord Krishna is famous. He is reciprocating with the humble devotees. It's called the pranata karuna. He's merciful to those who are pranata. Pranata means who are submissive to him. That's one of the names of Lord Krishna, pranata karuna. So I also saw how Lord Jagannath became so submissive to one pujari. This pujari was just leaning against the arm of Lord Jagannath, and he read from a newspaper, and I had a monocular, also ein Fernglas. I wanted to find out what he read to Lord Jagannath, and you know what it was? The football results Fußball-Weltmeisterschaft. How do we say this in English? The world championship of football. Just the recent madness which happened. So he was just reading it to Lord Jagannath. So Germany won the championship, or whoever won, I don't know. And Lord Jagannath didn't kick him out from his seva. It seemed he enjoyed hearing from his devotee, who was submissive and who had an interest in football, for some reason, or newspapers, and so on. That's Lord Krishna is famous for that. That is a reason why he's glorified. Then, because he gave a benediction to Draupadi in the assembly, we have heard about this yesterday. And Lord Krishna is famous because he was lavishly worshipped in the Rajasuja sacrifice. You know, during that sacrifice, he was worshipped as the first and foremost of divine personalities by all the rishis from all the planets, from all the different parts of the universe. And he just sat there and listen to their praise, smiling at them. So this is some reasons which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur give why Lord Krishna is famous. Sometimes we are asking the question, okay, you say Krishna is famous, but really on this planet Earth, Mick Jagger is more famous than Krishna. Everyone knows about him. But about Krishna, not so many know in detail. See, this brings me to a subject which I would like to address. It's a subject matter which is, in my mind, of great importance. And because I know that I have today an audience of devotees, which is of devotees, of German devotees, and devotees connected with this yatra, which is larger than on, or a little bigger than on ordinary days, I have certainly thought about what I would explain. Also, I know that the lectures which are recorded on Jamashtami are listened by many devotees out, all over the world. There's internet and such things. So I want to address also the devotees who listen all over the world to recorded messages and tapes. I want to reach your heart today on Jamashtami with one message. Yes, on this planet Earth, not so many are devoted to Krishna. And yes, because Lord Krishna is Pranata Karuna, only revealed to the submissive soul, it is true that maybe a mundane politician or a mundane entertainer in this world is unfortunately more famous than God is. That is unfortunate, but it is true. In a polemic language, you would say amongst donkeys, a big donkey is famous, not a big elephant or a politician of the human species. No, they will choose one of them to be their star. So about amongst people who have forgotten Krishna, Krishna is not so much in the mind. And also amongst devotees who have become, who have lost the soul of their Krishna consciousness, Krishna is not so much in the forefront of their minds. And if you hear someone like Kadamba Kanana Maharaj who says, today I want to lock the door and let everything go its natural course, but chant the holy names all day, you will find, oh, this is, he does this on Jamashtami? Amazing. And you begin to see a dimension in Krishna consciousness which you may have overlooked. That is your own very personal relationship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See, when one loses enthusiasm for Krishna, one loses the soul of his faith. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that every living entity has to have some faith in something. Our Kadamba Kanana Maharaj made a statement today where he said, we should have no faith that sex will fulfill us. I know it's for the mothers who want to listen to a class, and then the baby is also there. I'm your great souls, your great servants of your babies. Must be difficult. See, by nature, the human being has to place his faith in something. or someone. The living entity is made like this. Shradomayam Purusha. The Purusha is, that is, a living entity, is full of Shraddha. It wants to place the Shraddha somewhere. When those who come in contact with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy place their faith in Krishna consciousness. But the Shraddha or belief in Krishna consciousness or faith in Krishna consciousness, I by now use the word inner conviction for Shraddha. This only will live and remain alive if it is filled with loving enthusiasm for Krishna. If that loving enthusiasm for Krishna and everything connecting with him, then your belief will die, or your faith will die slowly, like a body where the soul has left. When the soul leaves a body, I have done some research, the hairs grow still for some time, and the nails also grow, so it appears like a living body, but it is not. In the same way, when enthusiasm for Krishna leaves one's Shraddha, the Shraddha may appear alive. You may look like a devotee when you look in the mirror and look at your eyes. But really, these are only external things. The heart, when it is empty and there is no Krishna inside, that's very, very much bad. And at that time, the material concepts will come back. You know, when your spiritual enthusiasm leaves you, the soul of your Shraddha leaves you, you will ask the question, have I made a mistake to accept the path of Krishna consciousness and dedicate the early hours of my life to this? You will think the devotees are not large-hearted and broad-minded. Well, when I'm with them, I have to accept so many uncomfortable rules and regulations which restrict my desire to eat nice things. When the enthusiasm leaves your Shraddha, you will think if I go to other spiritual movements, I will not hear about so many aparats, offenses, which make life so complicated. Vaishnav aparat, Nam aparat, Dham aparat, and this and that thing which is forgiven. When the enthusiasm leaves your Shraddha, you will say, my sense enjoyment and my ego is so restricted. Look, I came to a Jamashtami lecture, and here both of the Swamis talk about the weight of ego, which weights me down. This is very uncomfortable. Then you think, maybe it is best to give up my connection with my Gurudev. He's so controlling. And you think, I should maybe sever my ties entirely to the movement for Krishna consciousness. These are thoughts which come. And my devotees, my dear devotees, I know these thoughts from personal experience, because I sometimes see how the soul of my Shraddha leaves me. The only thing that stops me is the thought if people find out that I have left my spiritual master and the movement, this might jeopardize, means inflict a serious danger to my prestige and my position. Because I will, everyone will say, this person is a Maya. This is another blow to my ego, which I don't want to tolerate. So, My dear devotees, it's dangerous if the enthusiasm for service and for hearing about Krishna leaves our Shraddha. Because for some time we might be going on with this, but after some time devotees will feel not very happy in our association. They will notice how many anattas, which were not so visible, all of a sudden are visible, and how we are confused and disturbed in our lives and very easily agitated and no longer positive in our vision and purpose. So this enthusiasm for Krishna is so very important to keep us alive. There are helps which bring back our enthusiasm. Usually, a devotee can become enthusiastic when he has association with enthusiastic and nice devotees. If you have association with critical people, it makes you more critical and more negative. Usually, a good devotional atmosphere can also strengthen our enthusiasm again. Like I met just next to me, there was a devotee who chanted very enthusiastic his rounds, and I said, "Wow, you are my example in japa today." And he said, "Yes, today I'm in good atmosphere. I can do nice japa, but when I'm alone in my room, don't look at me. I'm not very good example." So a good devotional atmosphere can also strengthen our enthusiasm. I hope many of you have noted that in your spiritual life. Also, what is very, very, very useful to help strengthen our soul of our Shraddha is to listen to examples of great devotees who made it, who like Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares that anyone who has only a small contact with Haridas Thakur will get his full attention and mercy. No? Get Lord Chaitanya's full attention and mercy. If you want attention, then please, this is very important, follow the example of Haridas Thakur. Chant your rounds in a very nice and very good and moved way, huh? And then Lord Krishna will help you. The examples of great souls makes this. In the past year, I have talked a lot about the Padma Purana statement that if you meditate about someone who has controlled his mind, 1% of his qualities in controlling your mind will also come to you. That's why teenagers always plaster their walls full with the idols. If you would have visited me, there were so many musical people, and Jane Fonda was there, and everyone was assembled on the wallpaper of my little cave, my kleine Höhle, my teenager cave. Because yes, we know, and it's a psychological fact, by looking at these people and looking up to them, oh, good, their qualities make it into our character. So the examples of those who help us. But sometimes our enthusiasm does not return, even if we take this help, because our heart is already so much filled with the material desires which have grown without our notice. Seeing everyone else saw it, but we didn't see it. It's effectively waterproof completely sealed for anything which has to do with enthusiasm for Lord Krishna's service. At such a time, my dear devotees, at such a time, I don't know if I should say it because some of you would cry, but at such a time, the Lord, if He is merciful, will send you a wake-up call. You will all of a sudden experience something in your life which totally unsettles you. A disturbed relationship, maybe an illness which you cannot cure so easily. Maybe, I don't want to now dream up other things. And then you will be forced to address the question which you have so long ignored. That is, where can I find shelter? If you are willing to ask this question before the meteorite hits your life, it's also not sure that Krishna will give you this mercy. But if you don't want the meteorite to hit your life, or don't want to take a chance that it could, that it mercifully may hit your life, ask yourself this question: where can I find shelter? Asked on deeper and deeper levels. First, the mind will say, in entertainment, you can become peaceful and your mind can become a little bit controlled by listening to music and watching movies or whatever. Then your mind is still and this constant discomfort of the mind will go. But ask deeper, can you find shelter there, or is it just a temporary diversion? You might come up with answers of relationships. And in my relationship to my best friend, I can find shelter. But go deeper. See that maybe you have noticed that also relationships, when there is no Krishna in the center, can grow tense, angespannt. Ask this question, where can I find shelter on a deeper and yet deeper level? And I believe if any devotee who has started with the process of Krishna consciousness asks this question, he will arrive at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, sooner or later. Today is a day of introspection. This is my only introspective lecture for today, my dear devotees. I will the rest of the day talk about fascinating aspects of Krishna Leela, but I really feel it is important for us. The reason why I feel it is because our movement is at a juncture. In every temple which I've visited so far, it is very obvious that there is a juncture. Ein juncture heißt eine Weggabelung in the life of many devotees, in the projects. Our movement can become very enthusiastic and enter the deep waters of spiritual enthusiasm. And I believe the visible part of the movement will always do this, because we will always get new people and young people who have what is called an utsaha mayi, the beginner's enthusiasm. But I'm really, as I traveled around the world, I'm really looking to the older devotees who have to ask themselves the question about firm enthusiasm, not beginner's enthusiasm. Beginner's enthusiasm is something for 5 or 6 years in Krishna consciousness. Many devotees, we have this turnout. I have someone who does statistics on the Hare Krishna movement. It get all these interesting numbers. Usually it's 5 or 6 years where the young members keep their enthusiasm. And only a certain percentage of these are willing and have understood the philosophy deep enough to go further into that enthusiasm which stays with them and which remains the soul of their spiritual life, which remains the heartbeat of their Krishna consciousness. So on this Jamashtami day, every one of you, of us, please go deeply into your heart and pray to Radha Madan Mohan give you that soul of your spiritual life, that heart of your spiritual life, that deep enthusiasm. Oh Krishna, let me hear more. Is there a pastime I have not yet heard? Can you please tell me some point and so on? Or what is about my seva? Is it really the way I would like my seva to be, my service to him to be? Would I also take the fan and fan Lord Jagannath instead, or do I just want to be fanned myself? We should ask this question and then pray for enthusiasm. And I have always heard from Prabhupada that when he saw devotees were not enthusiastic, he just told them, go before the deities and ask for the mercy of the deities. And I want to also make another comment. I think I heard it from Prabhupada, but I'm not 100% sure. It's one of these Prabhupada sayings, which I have not personally researched enough. But it's said on appearance days, the Lord who has appeared on that day is innumerably more merciful than on ordinary days. That's why it's said, you know, when, for instance, sinners come on an appearance day in a temple, they will get the full blast of mercy and a mercy explosion, which just propels them forward on their path, just very, very much. So today, please give your best in doing some seva and praying to Radha Madan Mohan. And I can rest assure you, they will give some soul, some enthusiasm in your shraddha. I want to end with a humorous note, but I hope our Indian guests will forgive me. You will hear now some European Swami for a moment. I remember when I was a small child, I always arranged for Saturday evening that my parents would find some nice entertainment. You know, I would phone calls for them to tell some relatives, can you ask them, my parents, to please, can you please invite them for some festival or something? I can give you some ideas. Because Saturday evening at 11:15, drittes Programm, third program, was horror movies. And I like to be excited as a little child. And I would always look this. And one day I looked this Frankenstein movie. I was really thinking that was the best movie I had seen so far. It was Frankenstein, you know, he was just sewed together by his inventor. But then he wouldn't wake up. So what they did, there was some flashes and it came through an antenna and then and then Then he started to walk and talk and eat and sleep and do everything which a human being does and more. When I think about mercy, I don't think it goes like that, you know, that we go to Krishna, that, and then the second time, and then third time. It has to do with the purification of the heart. We will feel very tender feelings of which go into the realm of gratitude. Oh Krishna, I'm so grateful that you still tolerate me. Oh Krishna, we will think of his qualities. I have heard that you are also grateful that whenever someone has done a little service to you, you will never forget the service of that person. Please remember my insignificant services which I have tried to offer to you when I was young and enthusiastic. The feelings when your heart starts to melt a little for Krishna, and open for Krishna, and become more attentive to Krishna. Oh, I have stopped my reading really in the Bhagavatam. I know that this is fragrant nectar, life-giving nectar to hear the Bhagavatam, but I have stopped actually reading regularly. I should again take up this practice. I felt so much more enlivened in Krishna consciousness. So the mercy of Krishna comes more like this. Don't expect to go. You will get after kirtans a little bit like that, you know, after a good kirtan you will go like, and someone who sees you coming out of the kirtan, he will go, wow, you really look different, what happened to you? Kirtan happened to me. But what we are looking for is not this sometimes short-lived, feeling of power in us or of empowerment in us. That's nice and we should go for that. Also there's nothing wrong with that. It's very, very desirable because such kirtan smashes your anattas, at least while you are in the kirtan. What we are looking for are these really devotional feelings in our hearts which help us turn our attention to Krishna. And turn our attention to Krishna, that is really the beginning of love of Godhead. Many of us have lost this ability to turn the attention to Krishna. When I preach to them and say, think about your relationship to Krishna, whatever it is, think about it, find it. Then comes an answer which shows that they have no access to the relay. They don't understand what we mean with this. To think only Krishna and me. No one else is now in this, in our thought process. This is something which we can cultivate on a day like Jamashtami. And I certainly wish you all the best in this noble endeavor of turning your attention to Krishna. I want to now ask Gaura Bhavini, wie weit ist das mit dem Altar? Noch 15 Minuten. Then I would suggest the following. If you have some questions to Kadamba Kanana Maharaj and myself, we can now ask. Maybe there are some interesting subjects which have come into your mind and which you would like to address in this forum. There is a devotee who will be initiated, Bhaktin Thali. That's most properly to our... Nitai, he's here. Ach so, yeah. Please speak.
Okay. So, I wanted to ask a question about sincerity, because I heard that if we chant sincerely, then it is for sure that we reach love of Godhead, Krishna. But then I heard once in your lecture, Maharaj, I think, that you said that actually in the Bhagavatam it's written that sincerity is when we have no more material desires. It's true? So actually it's a bit hopeless, or?
I think we should just take the mic.
Yeah, yes, thank you very much. Sincerity, the day that we come to the temple and say, from this day on, my dear Lord Krishna, I will try to be your devotee, we are undoubtedly sincere. And the days after, as we are continuing, and as we are learning, and as we find that our statement of today I will be your devotee is not so easy, right? Then we begin to realize that our sincerity was not so deep. Although we were sincere, we find that our sincerity was not that deep because we were being confronted in many situations where we were called to surrender, that we just couldn't do it. So again and again, we meet ourselves and we recognize that there is some insincerity in us also, along with sincerity. And that basically we are living with both at this point. So Kunti Devi, she is addressing this. She is saying, Janmaishwarya Sruti Sibir. She is saying that as long as we have attachment to our birth, in terms of place of our birth, or the position of our birth, or taking pride in our birth, Janma Aishwarya, as long as we are attached to our possessions, or to having things, Sruta, to learning, to impress people with what we know, and Sribir, by our looks, by our appearance, then it is not possible to approach Krishna with sincere feeling. That means fully sincere, right? Completely, just give our whole being to Krishna as his servant and just become his transparent instrument. Therefore, we realize that it's an ongoing process of gradually building up our sincerity and overcoming the material weaknesses, attachments, contamination, conditioning, and so on. And gradually, we realize that by all my endeavors, I'm never going to make it. I'm just not conquering my lower nature. I'm just not overcoming this material contamination. It seems to be just so deeply ingrained in me that almost impossible. It is at that point that we begin to pray for mercy, that we become more and more aware that we just are hanging in here by mercy. We can only advance by mercy. And we just turn to the devotees for mercy. Turn to the deities for mercy. Turn to the holy name for mercy. And in this way, we begin to look for mercy. Within that search, we go into another level of sincerity. So in this way, our spiritual life is really a search for sincerity. It is not just that, are we sincere or not sincere? It is not like that. It is a search for sincerity. And we hope that this life, we can deepen our sincere surrender to Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Are there other questions, please? Johann?
Verständnis vom Krishna-Bewusstsein hat. Also das Verständnis vom Krishna-Bewusstsein ist ja eigentlich eine ständige Ausdehnung der Begeisterung. Ja, also dieser Austausch. Wenn Begeisterung also da verloren geht, ist das nicht ein grundsätzliches Problem, dass man das überhaupt nicht verstanden hat, wenn das irgendwann nach 5-6 Jahren auf der Strecke bleibt?
The question in English is when the enthusiasm gets lost. Is that a sign that one has not understood Krishna consciousness in the from the beginning? Well, there are many reasons why enthusiasm can get lost. And not all are due to a lack of understanding. For instance, enthusiasm can get lost when you think, oh, I will never make the goal. I will not reach the goal. I tried so long and I tried with my best endeavor, but now the strength of youth is leaving me. And I don't know if I will be able really to make it. I don't know if I will be able to give the same amount of endeavor. That could be a reason why enthusiasm gets lost. Another reason why enthusiasm can get lost is that you have a feeling that you do have done so many aparadhas, you have hurt so many devotees and other living beings, and you have done something. And I remember one of my god brothers had a difficult time for 15 years, and you know, when he came back after 15 years of being practically inactive in Krishna consciousness, he told me the reason why. He had been in Vrindavan with a rickshaw driver. They had agreed on a price of, 10 rupees, 11 rupees from the place where that god brother entered the rickshaw to the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And then the rickshaw driver, when they had finally arrived in Krishna Balaram Mandir, did what many rickshaw drivers do, by the way. He demanded not 11 rupees, but 20 rupees. He said it had become late and stormy. You didn't see any lateness and storminess, but he saw. So, after trying to come to a satisfactory business agreement with the rickshaw driver, and after failing, that devotee lost his temper and just took his fist and just bang, went into the face of the rickshaw driver, who fell down on the floor and who just got up, looked at the devotees, took his rickshaw and went away. The devotee tried, oh no, what have I done in the holy Dharma? I've done this act of violence. And he came and he gave the rickshaw driver 50 rupees. The rickshaw driver didn't even look at him, didn't take the 50 rupees. He tried to put a 100 rupee note on the seat of the rickshaw, but the rickshaw driver just took it, looked into the face, very sad. Looked very sad in the face of that devotee and just threw it on the ground and left. And from that day on, the life became difficult, and he lost his enthusiasm for his devotional practices, and took him 15 years, long years, to get back. And so enthusiasm can go for different reasons. But whatever
is the reason we should know that this Krishna consciousness is offering us a special opportunity, and we should fully take this opportunity. We should not take this opportunity, because you are correct. Ultimately, when you are sincere, and when you really want it, then there are always ways to regain, also zurückbekommen, your lost enthusiasm. It is always possible to get the life back by Krishna's milosti, by Krishna's mercy. This comes to the point which Kadamba Kanana Maharaj made in answer to Bhakti Intali's question about sincerity. You can really see a devotee who becomes sincere when he prayerfully turns to Lord Krishna for help, because at that time his inside is identical with his outside. That means he's also inside a devotee. He just turns to Krishna. When you never turn to Krishna, but only turn your zari around or your dhoti around, then this is only the external appearance of a devotee. You must also turn to your heart to Lord Krishna. That by prayer, then this is a sign that you have become sincere. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yes, he is our devotee from Munich.
Maharaj, I have a question. We say like senses are not leaving. I mean, we cannot become sense controlled fully. So the desire still remains in the body that we want to enjoy, maybe by tongue or by touch or something like that. But at the same time, we want to be Krishna conscious. So how do, at each moment of life, because we are enjoying, we are breathing, we are smelling, we are having so much, because our outer interface is senses only to the outer world. So how can we use them being Krishna conscious? I mean, yeah, you are eating also, you are sleeping also. So how can we, like, let's say 24 hours, divert them to Krishna, something like that. So that you say you are enjoying also, but you are Krishna conscious also. So not like yogis that you are not doing anything, but that desire remains. So they are having desire, you are enjoying, but in a, like, in a, how do you say, Krishna consciousness way.
You have to do it with a spare wheel. First of all, we turn to Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a verse which says, Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udarati tivrena bhakti yogena yayeta purusham param. That whether one has material desire or doesn't have material desire, one should very seriously take up the process of Krishna consciousness. So there is a process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not a matter of a change of mind. That from today I decide to change my mind, I will dedicate myself to Krishna. It will not work. What is required is that we follow a process. So this process is known as sadhana bhakti. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, it is described as Krishna Anusilanam. We must cultivate our Krishna consciousness. So by daily engaging in regulated activity that are all favorable for the cultivation of Krishna, such as rising early in the morning, then taking our bath, putting tilak, then we are in a peaceful environment, then we chant Hare Krishna. Right? Then whatever we eat, we offer it to Krishna. Never eat anything that is not offerable or not offered to Krishna. And we search out the association of the devotees. We keep in contact with Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you have some of the main elements of that sadhana bhakti that we are practicing. So in this way, you can cultivate your Krishna consciousness. Simultaneously, some material desires will be there. But we should take a solemn vow from the day that we become interested in Krishna consciousness and say, yes, I will try now to become Krishna conscious. From that day on, we should take one promise. And that promise should be, I will never satisfy my senses outside what is permitted by Krishna. For example, Krishna says, Kamusmi Bharatarsava. Dharma Viruda Bhutisu Kamusmi Bharatarsava. That I am sex life according to religious principles. So if one has such a strong desire, one may get married according to religious principles. But one may never satisfy that desire outside the religious principles. So in this way, even if one has material desire, if one is satisfying the material desires within the limits of prescribed religious principles, and one is simultaneously following the process of cultivation of Krishna consciousness, then after some time, one will find his material desires are decreasing and decreasing, decreasing, and his Krishna consciousness, his attachment to Krishna, is day by day increasing. And this is the process of step by step coming closer to Krishna. And that is why we are here together today, so that we can follow this process together, because to follow it alone is difficult. So therefore we always seek gatherings of devotees to encourage us to follow this process. You see, that's how it works. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm looking to Hanumat Prabhu. Not that we are in a hurry, but we need the information. Can we say when Lord when Radha Madan Mohan are coming? It's almost like it starts to become like in Jagannath Puri. 10 minutes. Very good. In Jagannath Puri, it was said 10:30. Okay. Yeah, this is only 5 minutes, Gaura Bhavani. Wie bitte? Verschiedene. No, it's nice. This shows us we are not the controllers, but we have to wait for God. This is very good. I think it's an important devotional experience to wait for 7.5 hours for Lord Jagannath. I think it will not be so long here, but I'm just saying we waited. It's got six and a half hours we waited for Lord Jagannath. Hare Krishna. All right. Then I would suggest maybe we should end the class here, Maharaj. What do you feel? Or are there more questions? Let us see. Yes, Malati, our enthusiastic. Schön, dass du da bist, übrigens.
It's just a question more for the sake of argument, which came to my mind while Kadamba Kandamaraj was giving his lecture. So, if I understood you correctly, you were giving the example of Putana and told that the previous acharyas explained that because she got Krishna's mercy and got the position of his mother, therefore, whatever little service any devotee renders, he can be assured that he'll also be awarded by Krishna. Yeah. So I was wondering, Puta is not an ordinary person. She's a very powerful person. In her previous life, she was the daughter of Shukracharya. She had darshan of Vamana Dev. So she may not be compared with an ordinary devotee who doesn't have that previous background, so how can it still be compared?
Yeah. Well, I was certainly not advocating that we follow the process of Putana, you know, and that. So definitely, if someone understood my lecture to mean that we should follow in the footsteps of Putana, then I think they missed the point. I hope no one did, because it is stated in the famous verse Anya Abhilasita Sunyam that devotional service must be anukulyena Krishnanu Silanam. It must be favorable. So we are not meant to engage in demoniac activities. So Putana was certainly receiving special mercy. And it is not that everyone will automatically attain the same special mercy, but it shows something of the mentality of Krishna. And that is why Srila Rupa Goswami is commenting on this particular pastime, amongst many others, singles in on this one in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And that's why in the Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami zooms in on this particular pastime, and why the Acharyas are commenting a lot on this pastime, because it shows the extraordinary merciful nature of Krishna. And because it shows something of his nature, right? Therefore, it is not like a script, you know, which is applicable for everyone, but it reveals something of the nature of the Lord. And therefore we can take faith that if Krishna, that now we know, you know, it's like a child, you know, if you know your father is a softy, you know, then if he's soft with your brother, then you think he'll be soft with me also. I'll also give it a try. So in this way, we have some idea about the nature of Krishna. And therefore it gives us strength and hope this pastime. And that was, that is the message that the Acharyas are deriving from the pastime. And okay, I repeated it in my own words. And I hope they didn't create a misunderstanding that we should become like Putana. Or anywhere in between. First horror movies and now this. I think it's good to end the class here. I don't know what's going to happen next, but time to get down of this Vyasasan. Thank you very much.
So Hare Krishna, thank you very, very much for coming to this Bhagavatam class, and now we will all wait for God to appear. We can chant our rounds or do something, and we will, but don't go very far. It could happen the next moment that the darshan comes, or a little later. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gouni Thai ki, Go Premanandi Adi Adi Bo.